Everything we do is music.
Acoustic space. Boundless, directionless, horizonless.
36.
20.
20.
20. Welcome to 3620, podcasting from the basement of 3620 Walnut Street by the doctoral students of the Annenberg School for Communication at the University of Pennsylvania. I'm your host, Aaron Shapiro. I know it's been a while since we've brought you any new content, but I can assure you that we've got some awesome episodes coming up, this one included. Today on the podcast, Alex Gomez and new producer Elena Maris bring you a powerful, unique story. Using the DJ set as a form of narrative, Alex and Elena ask, why have we ignored decades of testimonials about police brutality in hip-hop music? In order to demonstrate that the state has executed violence upon poor communities, courts now accept video footage from new technologies like the body camera or the cell phone. And yet, hip-hop music has been responding to state violence for years. Throughout the episode, we're asked to take hip-hop seriously as an informational medium. It's very powerful. Take a listen.
Perception when you first heard the news about Michael Brown a week ago?
My perception was, unfortunately, the same perception I had when the man got choked out in Staten Island, and the same reaction I had when the man just graduated college in Charlotte, got in a terrible car accident, survived a car accident, went to the lady's house, knocked on the door for help. She thought he was robbing, of course, because he's black at your door. She called the cops, they taser him, he dies. The same reaction I had then. Damn, again, this is fucked up. That was my reaction. Now that's sad. I'm ashamed that I had that reaction, because we always had that reaction for years. That's how we be feeling. It's so regular, we just like, damn, that's fucked up again.
Oh no. Say, all we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is break the chains off. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be free.
So now it's like the officer's pulling him inside the car. He's trying to pull away. And at no time the officer said that he was going to do anything until he pulled out his weapon. His weapon was drawn, and he said, I'll shoot you, or I'm going to shoot. And in the same moment, the first shot went off. And we looked at him. He was shot, and it was blood coming from him. And we took off running.
Are we all alone, fighting on our own? Please give me a chance. I don't wanna dance. Something's got me down. I will stand my ground. Don't just stand around. Don't just stand around.
As we took off running, I ducked and hid for my life because I was fearing for my life. And I hid by the first car that I saw. My friend, he kept running. And he told me to keep running because he feared for me too. So as he was running, the officer was trying to get out of the car. And once he got out the car, he pursued my friend, but his weapon was drawn. Now, he didn't see any weapon drawn at him or anything like that, us going for no weapon. His weapon was already drawn when he got out the car. He shot again, and once my friend felt that shot, he turned around and he put his hands in the earth, and he started to get down, but the officer still approached with his weapon drawn, and he fired several more shots, and my friend died.
All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is break the chains off. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is take the chains off. All we want to do is break the chains off. All we want to do is be free. All we want to do is be free.
Isn't it interesting how so many people's opinions of these situations rests on some need for proof, proof of mediated evidence that brutality, that this murder is happening. Isn't it interesting which mediated proof some are willing to pay attention to? Rap lyrics have illustrated this type of violence for years, reported on it, asking people to pay attention, to understand their experiences with law enforcement. Hundreds of songs that talk about personal experiences of brutality released. What is it about hip-hop, this form of mediated storytelling, that has been so easy to turn away from for so many?
Get on the ground!
Put your hands behind your back.
What did I do,
sir? Are you hit? I think so. I can't feel my leg. I don't know what happened. I just grabbed my leg.
Brakes on A66. I need a 1052.
Why did you shoot me?
There's a war going on outside when you ain't safe from. There's a war going on outside when you ain't safe from. There's a war going on outside when you ain't safe from. There's a war going on outside when you ain't safe from.
Out, throw the hood up on the wall. They make our arms spread, legs spread, kick our ankles apart, rough us up, even touch on our balls. That's how it is in the hood when Babylon on the prowl, God. They beat you till you half dead, they foul, God. Now we all know the hood got drugs, but the burbs do too, so go there and draw blood. Ask me, it's a big joke. I live near the rich folks and they got the big coke. And hardly none of them is Negroes. We the ones that be locked up in the big hole. You can say the hood got targeted. They probably said that's a good place to market it. They give you 20 years for a coke deal, but you never seen a ghetto with a coke feel. What?
Shit, don't believe cops degrade. Oh, come on, those beatings, those people are resisting arrest. I'm tired of this arrest by police officers. Police degrade, I don't know, you know, it's awful. You wonder why that nigga don't go be mad.
They can beat you with a nice stick, mace you in your face on a night shift. In the hood, the case is a crisis. Cause if you ain't got bail money, you ain't got bail money. You ain't got real money, you going to jail money. I'm spitting facts cause the prison pack. A lot of us going there and ain't getting back. And you can feel the pain on the chain gang. Energy is crazy when the judge playing hangman. The bus ride is a rough ride. Cops talking tough and they putting on the cuffs tight. Got me thinking we had enough, right? Got me thinking that it's a rough life. Calling me boy, knowing I'm a man, damn it. Hoping I swing, knowing that I can't stand it. And charge me with assault on an officer. 10 years for assault on an officer. Plus they gon' beat me till I'm out cold. Take me away and you break down my household. Another man out the community. That's their plans to ruin you and ruin me.
Groups like Public Enemy, who are widely recognized as a politically conscious rap group with politically charged lyrics, referred to their music and hip-hop culture in general as the Black CNN because it contained important information about the reality of oppression on people of color, as if the rappers were street-level reporters reporting on the daily life of urban environments in which the police state carried out unlawful brutality against people who might listen to hip-hop. So hip-hop became a space for rappers to communicate a necessary protection for people of color.
I'm talking to you about what your little ass need to be going through. I fall a victim too. I'm talking to you about what your little ass need to be going through. I fall a victim too. I'm talking to you about what your little ass need to be going through. I fall a victim too. I'm talking to you.
Word them up, y'all.
Warn the town, the beast is loose.
Word them up, y'all. Word them up. I can't sleep at night.
You can't search me without probable cause or that proper ammunition they call reasonable suspicion. Listen, I bring friction to your whole jurisdiction. You planted seeds in my seat when I wasn't looking. Now you ask me for my license registration. Where the fuck do I work? What the fuck is my occupation? Well, I'm an MC. I'm down with the Fugees. Mother Mary caught a flashback like Rodney. Now the cops got Lolly.
The subconscious psychology that you use against me. If I lose control, will send me to the penitentiary. It's just Alcatraz. I shot up like El Hajj Malik Shabazz. Hot class can bypass when my ass gets harassed. And the buzz treat bras like they manhood never was. And if you too powerful, you get bugged like Peter Tosh and Marley was. And my word does nothing against the feds, so my eyes stay red as I chase crazy ball heads. Word up.
Warn the town, the beast is loose.
Word up,
y'all. Warn the town, the beast is loose.
The chase is on, I feel like the bad guy. Fifth gear, 125 like New Jersey drive. Looked in my rearview mirror, police was getting closer. Heard a roar in the sky, looked up and saw the blue thunder. My inner conscience says, throw your handkerchief and surrender. But to who? The star-spangled banner, oh. Say, can't you see cops more crooked than we? By the dawn, early night, robbing niggas for keys. Easy, low-key, crooked military. Pay taxes up my ass, but they still harass me.
The streets of corruption.
Side of the road, I heard.
Son, do you know I'm stopping you from?
Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I get some more? Well, you was doing 55 in the 54. Lost in the registration and step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are. I ain't stepping out of shit, all my papers legit. Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit? Well, my glove compartment is locked, so is the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that. Aren't you sharp attack? Type of law or something, somebody important or something. I ain't passed the ball, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit. Well, we'll see how smart you are when the K-9 comes. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me!
Oh shit, another young brother hit. I better go over my man's crib and get the pump. Cause till the cops shooting brothers, it's like playing baseball. And they're never in a slump. I guess when they shoot up for crew, it's a grand slam. And when it's one, it's a home run. But I'ma be ready with a wild pitch. My finger got a bad twitch, plus I wanna switch sides and step up to the batter's box. Fuck red and white, I got on black socks. But let them shoot a person from the White Sox. What's the call? Foul ball. Babe Ruth would've made a good cop, but he didn't. Instead, he was a bigot. My life is valuable and I protect it like the gym. Instead of cops getting me, I'm going out getting them. And let them cough up blood like phlegm. It's grim, but dead is my antonym. And legally they can't take a fall. Yo, check it out, it's just a friendly game of baseball. But don't get happy, you're in jail for a century. Just as bad as being shot in the groin. To see who'll shoot you, they'll flip a coin and watch you run for the stretch. But you don't know the man is at home waiting to make the catch. So the outfielder guns you down. You're out, off to the dugout, underground. I know a cop that's savage. His pocket stay green like cabbage, cause he has a good batting average. No questions. Just pulls out the flamer, and his excuses get lamer. Once a brother tried to take a lead, but they shot him in his face, saying he was trying to steal a base. And people watched the news for coverage on the game, and got the nerve to complain. They need to give themselves a front row seat, or save the baseline for a beat. Cause television just ain't designed for precision, y'all. It's just a friendly game of baseball.
And it seems as if the only aspects of this that broke into the mainstream in a way that we might all understand as pertinent to hip-hop culture are rappers. Mainstream rap has admitted the rage, that we can see rap as an angry force. And I think that obscures our ability to recognize and contextualize that rage and where it comes from, specifically with gangster rap being basically a conduit to vilification of hip-hop culture. And seeing a criminal core to the creative locus of hip-hop culture. It's very easy to dismiss that kind of rage, especially when it's decontextualized. We immediately see violence as amoral, but if you recontextualize it within rap and the experiences that rappers are having and rappers' communities are having, that violence is a reaction against existing violence against their communities by police forces. And so this new technology enables us to see what prefaces the rage in hip-hop culture. The violence that comes before the violence we associate with gangster rappers is in fact violence from the state.
Who got the camera?
Who the fuck got the camera? Who got the camera?
North Division trying to stop my blackness. I'm watching for them badges when out in traffic. Them 9-11's been a tad bit frantic. If lights start flashing, please don't panic. The DEA giving out gang enhancements. Can barely even hang the building case off camera. CCAT tracking criminal patterns. Tricking niggas into taking strikes to get out faster. Freedom bribery, nigga, cause we hardly acquit. Social media that lead to fast photography snitching. Man, geography, nigga, for the pride in these niggas. Take you when they fingerprint you. Now you part of the system. This was all a part of UEP and Bobby prediction. Making profit off of violence, they arousing attention. Leaders rising, leave the 25 to life in the prison. Better watch it, cause I know they got a spot for you, nigga. Just a couple, they gun down around the hood. I guess the pigs split wigs for the greater good. Cause I ain't seen them lock a swine up yet. At the most, they reassign them to prevent protests. Just your color is enough to get you under arrest. Strong hand in the law got me feeling oppressed. If you flip and kill a 50, then you get in the chair. Paying taxes for some fucking clowns to ride around. Whooping niggas' asses, scared the men up. Handcuffs, giving niggas gashes on the wrist. I used to lift my fist to fight the power with. All the homie told me in his day to get to planting bricks. In the trunks of niggas, Chevrolet, them traffic stopping shit. Raiding homes without a warrant, shooting first without a warning. And they expect respect and non-violence. I refuse the right to be silent.
The problem is I'm black. That's the problem. No, it really is, because I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not sitting there with a group of people. I'm sitting there by myself. By myself. Not causing a problem with anyone. There isn't a sign that says this is a private area, you can't sit here. Therefore, you cannot tell me I can't sit there if I'm not doing anything wrong. What's going on, brother? I gotta go get my kids. Please don't touch me. Please don't touch me. No, wait.
Go to jail.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
Hold on.
No, come on, brother.
I'm not here to argue.
This is assault. Can you please?
I'm not here to argue with you.
Wrong, sir.
Put your hands behind your back.
No, can you please
put your hands behind your back?
I didn't do anything wrong.
Put your hands behind your back.
Come on, really? I gotta go get my kids.
Put your hands behind your back, otherwise it's gonna get ugly.
What do you need from me?
I told you.
Every day I'm in a fight for my soul. Could it be that my medicine's the evidence for pigs to stop and frisk me when they roll around on patrol? And ask why you're here. I just tell them cause it is what it is. I live here and that what it is. He chime, you got a dime. I said, man, I'm trying to smoke and chill. Please don't lock me up in front of my kid. And in front of my wife, man, I ain't got a gun and a knife. You do this and you ruin my life. And I apologize if it seems like I got out of line, sir, cause I respect the badge and the gun. And I pray today ain't the day that you drag me away right in front of my beautiful son. And he still put my hands in, cuz put me in the truck when my woman screamed, said, shut up. Witness with the camera on, saw the copper pull a gun and put it on my gorgeous queen. As I peered out the window, I could see my other kinfolk and hear my little boys scream. As he ran toward the copper, begged him not to hurt his mama, cause he had her face down on the ground. And I'd be much too weak to ever speak what I seen, but my life changed with that sound.
The call.
culture of policing is changing. It's becoming more militarized. They're getting old military weapons. They're using kids that are fresh out of the military and using military tactics. We have essentially gone from being communities that were policed by people from the communities to being communities that are policed by strangers. And that's no longer a community. That's an area that's under siege.
Describes what it's like to be approached for no reason, to be assaulted, to be brutalized, that it's become essentially a war on blacks by police. Hip-hop artists show that a lot of this is due to police militarization. And what's really sad is that you can hear notes of resignation in these songs, because though there's also an anger and urgency, there's also an awareness that they've been giving voice to the struggle for all of these years, and nothing has changed. So there's a sense that resistance is futile.
I'm trying to get these stops today.
This guy right here is forcibly trying to lock somebody up for breaking up a fight.
Everybody's standing here, they told you I didn't do nothing. I did not sell nothing. Because every time you see me, you want to harass me, you want to stop me, you want to talk to me. I'm minding my business, officer. I'm minding my business. Please just leave me alone. I told you the last time. Please just leave me alone.
Hold on.
Don't touch me, please. Hey, don't touch me.
Where your hand, boy? Once again, police beating up on people.
Back up
right here.
Back up and get on that step.
Okay.
Back up.
All he did was break up a fight. And this is what happens for breaking up a fight. This shit is crazy.
Everybody back up, back up.
At night I can't sleep,
I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see them when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker.
And hip-hop began in a party space. It began as a celebration. And the lyrics are about getting down and dancing and showing off your moves. And it has evolved to contain other realities of inner-city youth culture, which have become increasingly influenced, increasingly dictated by police control. And so these lyrics reflect a change within these communities. They didn't set out to spread violent thoughts towards police. They set out just to have a good time and create a new culture that fit these diverse communities. But what began to unite these diverse communities was a shared experience of brutality from police. That has been a theme in hip-hop for decades, and I think now is a perfect time to revisit the legitimacy of those narratives with a new mindset informed by this visual documentation that just urges us to no longer deny the legitimacy of these rap narratives.
Guns easy to get and try to keep niggas dumb. Target the gangs and graffiti with the Prop 21. I already know the deal, but what the fuck do I tell my son? I want him living right, living good, respect the rules. He's 5 years old and he's still thinking cops is cool. How do I break the news that when he gets some size, if he perceived as a threat, he'll see the fear in the eyes? It's in their job description to terminate the threat. So 41 shots to the body is what he can expect. The president is set, don't matter if you follow the law. How do I give my son pride and make him swallow a door? Damn, fuck the pigs, I think the pigs killed Big and Pac too. If they didn't, they know who did, they got to. Who they serve to protect, nigga, not you. Cop shot off the 10 G's, but they got Glocks too. Let you protect yourself, or better yet, respect yourself. Straight into the hospital is where you gotta check yourself. They be getting tips from snitches and rival crews, doing them favors, so they working for the drug dealers too. Just business and forces with hate in they holsters. Shoot you in the back, won't face you like a soldier. Kurt Loder asked me what I say to a dead cop's wife. Cops kill my people every day, that's life.
No peace in the streets with the police in the street. No peace in the streets with the police in the street. No peace in the streets with the police in the street. No peace in the streets with the police in the street. Yo.
Find peace to my lungs, little niggas on these streets get a piece. I know you feel me, cause you too near me not to hear me. So won't you help a nigga out? Saying to cut welfare, I got us niggas on the street, thinking who in the hell care? I want us to put down our Glocks and our rocks, but y'all ain't ready to give us no motherfucking dollars. What happened to our 40 acres in the moon, fool? Think you got us looking in the loop, trying to turn all us young niggas into troops. You want us to fight your war? What the fuck I'm fighting for? Shit, I ain't got no love here.
You had a check all year. Taxes, all the blacks. Police beating me in the streets. Fuck peace. Backing up in the hood, send more troops.
No Knock, the law in particular, was allegedly legislated for black people rather than, you know, for their destruction. And it means simply that authorities and members of the police force no longer have to knock on your door before entering. They can now knock your door down. It's No Knock.
You explained it to me, I must admit, but just for the record, you were talking shit. Long rap about No Knock being legislated for the people you've always hated in this hellhole that you we call home. No Knock, the man will say, to keep that man from beating his wife. No Knock, the man will say, to protect people from themselves. No knocking, head rocking, enter shocking, shooting, cussing, killing, crying, lying, and being white. No Knock. No Knocks on my brother Fred Hampton, bullet holes all over the place. No Knocks on my brother Michael Harrison, jammed a shotgun against his skull. For my protection, who's gonna protect me from you? For my protection, who's gonna protect me from you? For my protection, who's gonna protect me from you? For my protection, who's gonna protect me from you? For my protection, who's gonna protect me from you? For my protection, who's gonna protect me from you? But if you're wise, No Knocker, you'll tell your No Knocking lackeys, ha! No Knock on my brother's head, No Knock on my sister's head, No Knock on my brother's head, No Knock on my sister's head, and double lock your door, because soon someone may be No Knocking, ha, ha, for you, No Knock.
The views expressed on this podcast are those of its producers and do not represent the Annenberg School for Communication, its faculty, staff, or student body. The 3620 podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International 3.0 license. That means you can remix, repost, or recycle any of the content as long as you aren't making money, you don't change the credits, and you share it under the same license.